Bandwidth and hosting is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hal, happy Monday. Yes, indeed. BTN News listeners, welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 5th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. So you remember the whole thing with Apple about autonomous vehicles and thought, oh, they might get into it, and nah, they're not going to do it. Well, it looks like they will get into it. In a letter to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Apple is expressing their position on how self-driving vehicle regulations should be handled in the years to come. Now, no, this is not a confirmation saying that, yes, we're going to make cars, so this is how we feel about it. But, like anything, if they've taken the time to actually sit down and write a letter, in this case, probably email it, it seems their interest is definitely higher than it seemed to be. Now, of course, with the letter that was written to the NHTSA, Apple went on to say things regarding security, privacy, and then the benefit of sharing data across companies. It doesn't sound like Apple, does it? They're saying that if they share data, it could be used to improve all self-driving systems. Personally, I'm taking this with a very, very cut-in-half grain of salt. But I guess time will tell. The NFL, yes, the National Football League. Yeah, they didn't really like you or I or any of the fans, posting those GIFs and videos on Twitter and Facebook. You know, all because of intellectual property rights and blah, blah, blah. But it actually just wasn't you and I either. It was actually football teams. Couldn't post any video during the game window until the NFL made a sanctioned clip available on its servers. Gee, mini Christmas. They also themselves couldn't create any GIFs during game time as well. And on top of that, they couldn't post more than 8 clips on game day either. But it seems the NFL is having a little change of heart. According to Yahoo Finance, they got a hold of a memo revealing the NFL has loosened its policies. Teams can now post non-highlighted GIFs and videos, as long as it's no on-field action, on their own. Yes, they don't have to wait for the NFL anymore. And now they can expand it up to 16 video caps a day. Ooh, whoa. Now, as you can probably see, yeah, big deal on this change. It doesn't really affect us fans much, does it? No. We still got that whole intellectual property right crap to deal with. But if they loosened it on this, maybe they'll loosen it for us too. Remember, NFL ratings, yeah, they're tanking this year. Drupal, yes, the lovely building website platform. And I don't know about you, but when I go to a Drupal event, I expect to get some Playboy essentials. How about you? Well, that's exactly what happened at this Drupal event, and it seems Drupal's ready to say, oops, sorry, because it wasn't a good idea. In fact, Drupal has apologized for distributing copies of Playboy to the attendees. As you probably guessed, you get these little welcome bags at the event and a whole bunch of stuff inside, and woohoo, what do you know? Nudity. Now, at the time, they thought, well, this is a pretty good idea. Why? Well, because Playboy.de, yes, as in German Playboy, they were actually one of the first major Drupal 8 websites ever released. So they thought, hey, let's do a little tie-up. In the end, though, they thought, yeah, not a good idea. And because of this, no, don't expect to be seeing any Playboy in your welcome goodie bags anytime soon at the latest Drupal event. And finally, I know we all don't like to work on Mondays, but we have to, you know, except for one person, Santa. Once again, Santa ain't answering the phone. I don't even know if he's going to answer all year. But that ain't going to stop me from bringing you crap for Christmas. And boy, I've got a good one for you today. I'm sure you all remember the potty putter. You know, when your butt cheeks are sitting there stuck to the toilet, and you're sitting there trying to put a little ball into the hole. Well, this one will get your creative juices flowing. It's called the potty piano. That's right, you can do a little piano jingle while you tinkle. As you guessed it, you place the thing right in front of you on the toilet. Basically acts as a little mat around you there. And then you start tapping your toes away. So, if you've got a musician out there who gets most of his inspiration while he's in the bathroom, you can't really go wrong with this. You can find it over there at PretzyBox.com. Search for potty piano. Actually, there's no price given here. I don't know why. But who cares? It's the perfect gift, right? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out our podcast, check out our blog, and check out all of our great product reviews. It's all up for you there. It's all free for you there. Speaking of free, since we do provide so much content for you for free, and you love what we're doing, consider donating to our patron fund, however you want to say it. Helps us out immensely here at the British Tech Network. All your donations help keep us afloat and going, keeping the lights on. You can do that over there on our Support Us tab at British Tech Network. And once again, if you are donating already to our Patreon fund, thank you so very, very much. Go ahead and like our Facebook page, too, if you're over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our BTN community over there at our Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. And, of course, another crap for Christmas for you. But until then, I got an idea in my head for a great pop song, so I'm headed off to the bathroom now. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much for listening.